So in this morning's message, I'm going to start with a scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Take note, this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. God wants us to be grateful. God wants us to give thanks. So as we start this morning, let's just think about our response to God's love. He loves us with an immeasurable love. How do we respond? There's so many different ways we could respond: by praising Him, worshiping Him, serving Him. But what about being grateful? Giving thanks. And that's what we're going to look at this morning. That is a vital part of our Christian walk. Give thanks to God for His incredible love. Just remember this morning that He is our love, our joy, our peace, our place of refuge when things are getting tough. He is our guide, our shepherd. He is all in all for us. So this morning, let's dig a little deeper into the Word and see how important gratitude actually is. But before we do that, let's look at our own mental health in the world. There have been many, many medical studies done about the effect of gratitude in a person's life. What does it do? What have they found? Well, Dr. Robert Evans is one of many psychologists who have done this kind of test. And it is absolutely amazing. It's so simple, but so true. So what did they find when they looked at gratitude? A number of things. Firstly, that there are elements to gratitude, things that need to happen in order for gratitude to bless us, to help us. But there are elements that show us how it impacts life in a community. It's not just about me giving thanks to God and God blessing me. That blessing moves out into the community. All of these studies have shown that. So let's look firstly at the benefits. In these studies, it shows that the overall effect of gratitude is positive. That's important. So whichever way you look at it, gratitude is positive for us. In what ways? They've found that it reduces depression, reduces anxiety, lifts self-esteem. Can you think of an example in the scriptures? David, who had a heart after God's, what does he say to his soul? Why are you so downcast? And he ends that psalm by saying, praise the Lord. What lifted him? What lifted his soul? Gratitude to God. When he focused on that, it took him out of that place of anxiety and fear and depression. But what else? What about relationships? If you're with somebody and you do something good for them, you give them something, how do you feel when they respond in gratitude? Genuine gratitude. How do you feel? Good. So think, if you gave somebody something and they just took it and walked away, you'd go, ungrateful person. Flip side, if that person says, wow, this is amazing, thank you so much, I'm blessed by this gift you've given me, how do you feel? See, that's what these studies are showing, that it has a really positive impact on our lives. But these studies also show that there are two conditions that need to be met. And this is really, really important. I don't know about you, but certainly in the world today, there is so much said of self-made people. This person is a self-made millionaire, or this person's a self-made whatever it is. Well, are they? They create themselves and create all these gifts to become a millionaire or a great sportsman? No. See, one of the conditions is to acknowledge that a lot of good comes from outside of ourselves. It's not something that I've conjured up or you've conjured up. It's come from outside. So that's the one condition, is that we need to acknowledge that as a truth. And the second one is we need to express our gratitude. And that's so important. In other words, it's no good thinking about something wonderful and keeping it in our minds or in our hearts. It needs to be expressed in order for it to impact our lives. Now remember, these are studies in the world today by hundreds of psychologists all over the world. We're going to look at that now and say, what does Scripture say about this whole area of gratitude? And we'll find this morning that all of this comes from Scripture. And we are discovering it as human beings today. It was God's intention right from the beginning for us to have a loving relationship with Him and to express our gratitude to Him. That's the goodness outside of ourselves and the expression of thanksgiving to Him. So let's look at Psalm 100 together. Remember our opening song, our call to worship? We basically sung Psalm 100. We're going to look at this psalm and see how it meets the conditions, the criteria for gratitude to be effective in our lives, to impact us positively. Psalm 100 verse 3. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us, and we are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Did I make myself? No. Did you make yourself? No. We look to see in Scripture, there's very clear evidence that God made us. So that's the first point. I am very thankful to God that He made me. With all the struggles, all the good things, the difficult things, I thank Him that He made me and gave me life. How about you? You see, it's important for us to acknowledge that He has made us, and we are His. We are not our own. He made us for Himself to be in this loving relationship with Him. Have any of you been at the birth of a baby? Or at least held a newborn baby? And been in the company of other people? What's the conversation like? Wow, look at those little fingers. Amazing. The detail, the little creases. Look at the toes. What are those? Strange. The mop of hair. Where did all that come from? Well, Scripture says God made every single baby that's ever been born. There's some beautiful scriptures. It's one thing saying God made us, but when the detail starts unfolding, that's amazing. Psalm 139, verse 13. Psalmist speaking to God, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well." Picture that for a moment. Have you ever thought of yourself being your mother's womb and God working and creating you as a baby? So that one day when you're born, there's this incredible child. See, that's God's word. And he calls us this morning to believe that word, that he has created us for himself. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So he didn't create us and leave us. He created us to be the sheep in his pasture. Anybody here, any clues as to which psalm this may be referring to? Psalm 23, the Good Shepherd. What is that psalm all about? The goodness of God. He feeds us on his word, but he feeds us physically as well. He gives us things to drink from his word, supernaturally, the Holy Spirit, but also physical drink. He provides for our needs. He protects us, his rod and his staff. So if we go by the wayside, he doesn't just carry on walking. He hooks us up, puts us back on the path again. And he takes us to that table of blessing at the end of the psalm. That's all talking about God's goodness. So yes, he created us, and we are his people, but he created us to be the sheep in his pasture because he's the good shepherd. And as we look right through Scripture, we see so much of God's goodness that impacts our lives every single day. So if we go back to Psalm 100, we've been told we've been created by God, we're his people, the sheep of his pasture. But it goes on, listen to verse 5, "For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations." What did Jesus say? "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." That's our God, our precious God. The conditions are satisfied. The goodness, much that we experience, comes from an outside source. That source being God. But what is the second condition? To express that gratitude. So what do we find in verse 4? "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." What's God calling us to do? To express that gratitude from our hearts. God, you're a good God. Your love is immeasurable. Cannot even count the good things that have happened in my life that have come from him. So God says, express that gratitude. What happens when we express our gratitude to God? And I'm talking on a practical level now. I can only speak for myself here, but when I'm in a time of praising God and giving him thanks, it stirs my soul. It lifts me. I focus on him, the giver of life. And it's a wonderful experience. Those are the benefits these studies have shown, that people are lifted out of anxiety and depression. And then remember also, as part of the studies, what they've said is, anybody witnessing this expression of gratitude is impacted positively. Positively. So you may be saying thank you. I may be saying thank you to Judy, and Norlene hears it. I may not even know Norlene's even part of the equation. God says she is. When she hears one person expressing gratitude to another, it impacts her life as well. It impacts us as a community of believers. So let's all praise and thank God, because it does impact us as a worshiping communion, a community. So in conclusion, after having said all of those things, how does that relate to Palm Sunday? It's time for us to reflect on Jesus' journey into Jerusalem and eventually onto Golgotha, where he laid down his life for us. And he did it willingly because he loves us. It actually goes right back to the story of creation. where God created Adam and Eve to be his people, to be the sheep in his pasture. But we know what happened. They rebelled, and that relationship was broken. How was it restored? We're back at Palm Sunday. Jesus started that journey through Jerusalem on his way to die on the cross, where his shed blood covers our sins and we are forgiven by God. So that's the significance of Palm Sunday. Psalm 100, verse 3. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. We can say that loudly if we have a relationship with God through Jesus. We are truly his sheep, loved and blessed by him. We can thank him for creating us and loving and caring and blessing us. He truly is a good shepherd. So let us not be like some of those in the crowd. If you listen carefully to that, the reading a little earlier, some didn't know who Jesus was. Who is this man? My prayer is that not one of us here this morning will say, who is Jesus? That we will all know him. But there are others in that crowd that knew Jesus because of all the miracles he performed, but they would not see him as God. What about you? What about me? We've seen umpteen miracles in life. Do we attribute those to God? Because we ought to, because ultimately he's the giver of all good things. So I pray none of us will fall into that category. And thirdly, you've got a group of people who were fickle, who praised him one moment and deserted him the next. My prayer is we will all today recommit ourselves to Jesus and say, yes, you are the Son of God. And you are our good shepherd. And you love us with an immeasurable love. And Lord Jesus, we've come today to say thank you for that. As children of God, may we express our heartfelt gratitude to God every day of our lives, because he's working constantly to bless us in a myriad of ways. To him be all the praise, the honor, and glory. Amen. Amen. And now